And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we had a couple of great guests here, Bodine Vedas and Captain Matt Brawler from Two Fish Jigs. Of course, Matt also runs the San Diego, too, and we're going to be talking a lot of fishing here. There's yellows in the mix and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way, whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert. It's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Great to be back here. Great to be back into this seat instead of the other one. We're pushing buttons and having a great time, and especially on a day like today with having these two guys in the studio. Yeah. Today is going to be a fun day on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, it is, certainly, and thank you for covering.
Yeah, buddy.
While I was up in Montana, it was great, and glad to be back in SoCal here in San Diego, and being on the show with you, and now it's your turn to go do some fishing.
Yeah, totally. We're pumped. We're going to meet Bill DePriest in CDA Sport Fishing, and we're leaving tomorrow to go up to Idaho to go try something totally different. You know, normally Fisherman's Landing, we do three charters a year down to El Salto, and, you know, it's not the right time to be down there right now. They got some, you know, issues going on, violence and things, so we're kind of pausing that for a little bit and wanting to do something else, and we were talking to Bill DePriest about fishing Lake Coeur d'Alene. And we're going for it, man. Yeah, we're heading up today. So, yeah, going to be a lot of fun.
Up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, today we're going to the big CCA dinner to honor one of the pillars of the sport fishing community.
Yeah, right.
Big day for Mr. Pete Gray getting the Legend Award from CCAA. So, yeah, fun times, fun talking fishing today, big awards tonight. Fishing tomorrow, life is good right now.
Yeah, it's all good. So how big are those smallmouth up there?
Dude, wild. Like Bill is like, Bill's got me on full tilt right now, like shooting pictures. So, we're hanging out yesterday, and he goes, "Hey, man, check this out. Your guy's timing is just right." And he shoots me a picture from his 11-year-old son and his 11-year-old son's bud, who went fishing for a couple hours in the afternoon yesterday, and they had like 2 fives and a 7, and like for a couple hours. Pete, it's crazy what those guys are doing up there. And it's rad. Super inexpensive. The flight's crazy cheap. The fishing's like off the charts.
Yeah, you can fly nonstop to Spokane.
Yeah.
And then go, it's like half an hour to Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah, you know, if that, like 25 minutes, I think. It's crazy. Our round trip flight premium class seats was like a couple $100. Like,
wow.
This is, I'm so pumped, man. I'm looking forward to giving you the full report.
And Bill does charters like this. So if you come back with a good report and you want to go fish, do what you did.
Man. CDA Sport Fishing. The lake is Coeur d'Alene, but it's, you know, it's one of the best smallmouth fisheries in the whole country. Like, yeah, we're pumped. It's going to be really
cool. Looking lake, too.
I've never done.
Been there?
No, I've never been there, but I've seen a lot of videos and pictures. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I've never done anything like it. I'm really excited.
I wonder if a two-fish jig would work there.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
They'll be eating that mini, guaranteed. Yeah. I'm sure Brandon will have a mini pack. You know,
I'll be better.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good morning, Bordan.
Hey, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys back in the studio here. And, man. Two fish jigs. What's going on?
That is a great question. What is going on, man? We're trying. We've got a few things up our sleeves for this summer. We've got Matt's even posted a few things online that says testing is going very well. He's trying to be a little secretive of it, but we're working on a few different things to try and, you know, not fill the market, but come up with some different things. We're working on a bass lure. We're working on maybe another bigger size jig. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag too much. We don't want to give the secrets away, Pete.
Right.
But this summer should be a good release of some new lures. But we're still trying to come up with, you know, production volume here.
Yeah.
We don't have the production volume China has, let me tell you. There we go. We
and
do
you,
not.
You pour them all, right?
Well, not all of them. The CNC lures, you know, we do touch those with our hands, too. Matt became a master painter. We elevated his status on the team this summer.
You know, let me say that. Yeah. You guys really did. I mean, the paint was always fine. Two fish jigs was always about a good swimming lure that caught a fish regardless of the paint job. But getting to be somebody that has seen them in the tackle store from the beginning until now. Like,
there's been a learning curve. Let's just be honest. There's been a learning curve, and we're still learning some things. We're still looking for some things. But
you learn. Yeah. They look fantastic.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. Especially like the round that hit around PCS time was like, what? Where did this come from? Like, how did you – who learned this? Like, the jigs look – great, and we love them. And at least in the Fisherman's Landing, we are very proud
we'll
of
take
you guys.
That. We'll
like,
take
awesome.
That. Thank
you guys are really
you,
killing
it.
Yeah. That's me right there. That hold that one back up again to the camera. That mint with the little black is like that's it.
That's
man.
Our like number one
that's
seller
my favorite.
Right there.
It looks just so right good.
It does.
That was like made
people
to catch a Coronado Islands La Jolla Yellowtail. Like it
and
was
this,
built
and
for it.
So this is what you do. Various sizes. This is surface iron. Now.
That's surface iron. Yeah. And so that's our regular standard JJ. So we have a JJ CNC jig that has a 240, 270, and a 300 that has to do with where the hole placement is. Matt can maybe talk a little bit more about that, but
which
everything
hole?
Is the same. Yeah, the front hole
there. Yeah. So the top
where
hole, where your tire line is, that those numbers dictate how far the hole is from the front of the jig. So the higher the number, the further back it is. And it's just a slight change. If you look at it, hold them all together, the gig is the same as the 240. It's just a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But like the JJs, when you get through the numbers, it's a very, very slight change, but it definitely changes how the lure acts in the water and for certain conditions.
Pretty crazy knowing, and you guys were the ones that really brought that to light, that minor of a difference can for sure, that doesn't mean that it makes it good or bad, it makes it different.
That's
you
right.
Know, like,
it's a tool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your Phillips head screwdriver. You don't just use one for every screw. It's different.
So that's the hand cast, JJ, you're holding in your hand there, Pete. It's hard to talk about things when it's a radio show here, Pete, but we got to describe. We got a few people online. So we got the hand cast JJs that I pour, and then the other ones are machined. So there's a little
that's
more variation.
The real art right there.
That's the art. Yeah. So that's art. The other one is science. Yeah. So do you want a sculptor or do you want something that comes out of the box and you know is going to work? But a lot of guys like the hunt. They like to say, I'm going to look at that jig, and I know I like the shape of that. It's the same basic shape on all of those. We are coming out with the Jumbo J, which we used to hand cast, which will be a CNC that we're going to have. We sold some at PCS, and guys are having great luck on them. A fun jig, different shape, more of a round nose jig than a pointy nose or than a flat nose jig. So
here's a 300, here's a 240.
Yeah. What's different?
What's different?
The front nose there. Just that hole up there. The 300 is a little further back. of 240s more forward.
So the numbers stand for 240 stands for 0.240 of an inch from the nose. So the top of the ring hole to the top of the nose is 0.24. The 270 is 0.270, and the 300 is 0.300 of an inch.
It's very subtle.
It's very,
very,
very
subtle.
Like,
very subtle. But
everything else on the jig is identical.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like you have to look at it to notice the difference. But then you put those two lures in the water and you wind them back to the boat. They do different.
Different cadence, different current. They're all going to perform
a
little bit different.
And it's such a teeny little difference, but it makes a difference in the lure. Yeah. Both good, just do different things.
So what does it do different? What does the 240 do differently than the 300?
Great question.
It just performs different in different current and stuff like that. And sometimes different speeds. If you're a slow winder, that 300 is kind of more your gig. In my opinion, there's guys who wind a 300 fast. But for me, the 240 is kind of what the standard. That's like our base. And then if you feel like conditions are a little different, or you feel like the fish aren't responding well to your jig, then you can kind of switch it up and see what they like for the day.
I see.
And I do that all the time. I usually start with a 240, and if I feel like I'm not getting the bites I should, I switch it up, or I see that the conditions are a little different, slack current, and I feel like I need to slow down or have a little wider kick. The 300, I think, is a little wider kick.
Wider kick.
Yep. And then I switch it up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of CNC lures that are out there, and a lot of them swim great, but a lot of them share, not all of them, but a lot of them share a unique problem in that they want to come out of the water a little bit more than other ones mm-hmm. do, and that's what I love about that. 240, man, you can turn the handle way faster than you should, and that thing just nose down and just stays in the water so good.
That thing, yeah, that lives on my fishing rod on the boat.
So why is that? Why does it just live in the water so much better, Bodan?
It's a great question. Our belief is that flat nose jig is pushing the water a little bit differently. So what you're wanting the jig to do is actually put a break. And so a lot of jigs, even a Colt Sniper wobbles. A lipped diving bait wobbles, the pivot point. And so the pivot point is what that nose hole really is. I'm not an engineer by training. A lot of surface iron stuff has always been just watch it in the water and see what it does. Until you tie it on, you don't really know. Well, that's kind of what CNC has allowed us to say. Well, we kind of know. We kind of know what this hole, but pick one off the rack and it's going to do the same thing. Now, the conditions are the variable. And so why does it stay in the water? Well, I can't explain hydrodynamics as well as some of my friends who are aerospace engineers and other things, but that idea that the way it's pushing the water isn't going to make it pop out. So, as the nose ring goes back further, the 300 will pop out if you're winding it fast. So that's the idea, too. You got to get your right cadence. You got to let it swim. You got to let the jig do what it wants. But it's going to kick back and forth, and the way the water is pushing around the jig is what's either going to make it go high. One of my aerospace friends calls it lift. So when you got an airplane, why does the airplane fly? That has to do with lift. Why is it doing what it's doing in the water versus just sinking? That has to do with lift. Now, there's all kinds of other engineer words like yaw and other things that have to do with things. I have no idea, Pete.
You bring up such a good point, though, because you're not, you're not swimming these lures when you're fishing them in a swimming pool where it's just a constant everything. Like, you could fish on Tuesday, and it's like a swimming pool, and you could fish on Thursday, and there's a knot of current, pushing a lure towards you or against you or down the side. And, they're going, all of them, every lure is going to react different in the condition that's given.
Yeah.
Well, you can say that, but, a Colt Sniper is going to act the same. It's going to, rock back and forth or flutter back and forth. Versus a surface iron, this is what we believe. There are surface irons that just kind of do that wobble back and forth. What, Matt and I believe, and I'll let Matt speak for himself, he's taught me a lot of this stuff. What we want is the lure to break in front of the fish's face. So if it gets
to make the move.
People call it a different thing. Kick.
Kick.
Break. What's another word they use?
Yeah. Kick and break is pretty much
break. Yeah. When you're
the only ones I use
talking about a lip bait like a square bill, they'll talk about the wander, and so there's different words that different lure guys use for what they want. Some lures have that very mechanical. The minute it has a difference in the pattern, and that's where the break, the wander, the kick has to do with that erratic push out. And that's really what is that triggering, or what is the part where when the fish sees that move a little bit different,
it's more common,
they want to eat it. They want to eat it. Or it gets noticed versus, okay, it's just doing the same thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So a lot of this is, you know, Matt can think like a fish. I'm not sure I can think like a fish, but, you know, I watch these guys talk about the mood of a fish, you know, the temperament of a fish. You know, even I listened a little bit to Captain Ryan last night. You know, bonita are aggressive, you know, and they're attacking. You know, those are the words we use to describe the behavior. But, you know, the fish that wants to eat it, I like it when Matt says, they get mad at it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I think there's times where they just want to kill it.
They just want to kill it.
They don't like what it's doing, so they're going to make it pay.
Yeah. So does it make a difference, Matt, whether you're fishing mono, braid, braid to short fluorocarbon? Does it that affect the kick or the movement?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I would say if you're trying to get your lure to do the most out of it, having thin braid with a thin piece of fluorocarbon, or even a pretty short, thick piece of fluorocarbon, your lure's probably going to swim better. But there's negatives to that. You're going to pull hooks. You're going to miss bites. A surface iron is, in my opinion, designed to fish on mono, straight mono. The treble hook baits and stuff like that, they like mono.
Like the stretch.
Yeah, you need stretch. That's why, like, Harnells and mono, they're just, like, hand in hand, where you have that bend. You have that absorption with the lure, and you don't pull the hooks as much, and the fish can get the hook better.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Speaking of fish, you've been running on the San Diego, of course.
Yep.
What's the fishing situation like?
It's all over the place. The coast kind of took a hit with some dirty water. We were fishing some yellowtail. There's some decent sign of yellowtail at the islands. There's a lot of bait, and then the water rolled, and brown water, out to sea current, just everything going against them. They're still there. They're just extremely, extremely hard to catch. But we switched to offshore now, and there's that bonita that's just been holding us over, and it is so much fun.
It's really nice size.
They're beautiful grade. It's like, I would call it the best, like, it's my favorite fish to fish for. We stop on a breezer. Everyone gets hooked up.
Okay, I got to just put that for the record. Matt said bonita are his favorite. I say that all the time. I say they're my spirit fish. When I first came in here, Pete, and I saw you had one on the wall, it just made my heart happy. But Matt will give me grief, you know, for saying that is my spirit fish right there. No, I love catching those
fish. They're the best. I mean, we can go look for kelps and maybe catch a couple small kelp-grade yellowtail. Or we can fish for these fish that are biting everything in the water. They're bigger, and they pull harder. They're way more fun. I don't know.
You don't get as sad if you lose one.
I think I'd rather eat one, too, over a 2-pound yellowtail any day of the week. they're the best. You catch them on everything. I was catching them on a skip jig yesterday. I was catching them on a popper the other day. It's just fun.
That's maybe you could explain what a skip jig is, because I don't see that technique anymore. But you know, I think it's a fun way if they'll come up and eat it like that. Man.
Well, they use stuff like that a lot for like rooster fish and jacks and stuff, where you're just casting a lure out and skipping it on the surface. It's just flopping on the surface, and they come flying out of the water, boiling on it. You're playing cat and mouse with them, basically.
Super fun.
Oh man! Anytime you catch a fish on top,
which lure would you do that with?
You could do it with a surface iron. I was doing it with an LJ the other day. Or you could do, they make a lot of little like GT ice creams, and I do it with a Colt Sniper stick bait. You could do it with that thing. That thing might be a little big.
That is a pretty looking thing.
In a couple of weeks, we're taking a group to Christmas Island, and Dwayne Diego said, get some of these.
I have some of those.
I mean, it's going to have some hooks on this, obviously. But for the
it makes it easier to catch things.
And that's like a. He says you just skip it on the surface.
This is the FCL Labo. It's a Japanese company.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these because myself and Gavin in March are going to the Seychelles.
So Steve Pinard got those. So.
We're fired up on
stuff like this. Steve about where he got them. But so that would be something you can skip too because it's super light.
You could skip, you could pull that. That thing wobbles a little bit. Yeah. I have a smaller version of that, and I've got yellowtail on it.
Is that right?
You're going to Christmas Island, Pete?
Yeah.
You've been a few times before.
Yeah, I've been a few
times. You guys got to rub my nose in that kind of stuff. That is like the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Just go.
I hear it's a little more primitive out there. Are they getting a little bit more? It's more primitive.
Yeah. But it's cool. I mean, it's awesome.
That's the draw.
I mean,
I used to hear only fly fishermen would go to Christmas Island. I heard it was big.
No. I mean, you're not going to throw that on a fly.
I know you're not. That's why I'm a little shocked
like a spin
here.
Rod or a Tranx 500, something like that for the GTs. Fly rod for the bonefish and for
that's
the,
cool.
I guess the big thing now is catching the trigger, the big triggers there.
Oh, really?
On the fly.
Huh.
Yeah, which apparently they're super. And part of that, I was talking to a guy from Fishing with Larry, who's kind of set this whole trip up for us. And apparently the weather's been horrible there for the last, like, 2-3 months. Just lots of rain and just kind of a bad pattern. He's saying, I'm hoping that your trip is going to be on a different pattern. But when you can't sight fish to the bones, you can see the triggers.
Okay.
They're, like, real the cool tropical-looking trigger fish.
Okay.
They're the trophy fish to hunt. They're super wary, and they're, you know...
I watch a lot of YouTube videos. There's like bumpies and I forget what they're called. They're like parrotfish kind of looking things.
Right.
I've seen them.
Yeah,
that looks really cool.
But anyway, so that's kind of the trick. But those are for outside the reef.
Yep.
It's got a lot of variety. You can catch wahoo, tuna.
How many times have you guys been there?
This will be my fourth time.
I'm so jealous. Like a trip of a lifetime.
And it's a once-a-week flight. From Honolulu.
Don't miss the plane.
You miss Tuesday's
flight. There's not another one until next Tuesday.
Man.
But yeah,
how much further past Hawaii is it?
It's 3 hours.
That's so cool. It is.
And it's on the equator.
It is the farthest place in the world from anything that is so easy to get to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's primitive. It's forever out there. But you take a flight to Hawaii in the afternoon. You get to Honolulu. You hang out. You have dinner. You crash out in the hotel. You have a nice night. You get up the next morning. You take a 3-hour flight. And you're there. I mean, it's nothing.
I did ask the two fish boys, Matt and Brandon. You know, if we could go on a trip anywhere in the world, where would you go? And my first choice was Christmas Island.
Yeah.
And they kind of said, "That's out of reach. You don't even put that one in the shell. We're never going there."
But get this, okay? The airfare is not cheap. Okay, you got to get to Honolulu, and then that round trip, that 3-hour round trip from Honolulu to Christmas Island is $1,600.
Just for that jump,
3-hour flight.
You have no other choice.
How big is the plane?
But it's a 737.
Full size,
It's full size.
Full size 737.
So it's not like going down to Cedros.
On the way to Fiji.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If you do it with Fishing with Larry, the Villages, which is a very comfortable place, includes all your food, 6 days of fishing, the airport transfers, which that's not far, all the boat transfers,
all the
your guide, you have your own guide, individual guide, it's $3,400 for the entire week.
That's fantastic.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
I'm telling these guys. I think it's going to have to be on our list now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have to. We're headed down to Cedros again just went to Bay of LA. But I think Christmas Island.
The other thing that you guys would dig, too, is the reef fishing. Not even just GTs, but even, like, fishing a brass LJ or a brass monkey for all of the, there's red bass and coral trout and groupers that you only see in magazines, and it's just spectacular.
But you know why I'm going, Woodham? It's my job. That's why he's going to fish with
him. You hiring?
We call it field research.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to buy. I always say, Sam, you don't want to buy a car from a guy that doesn't drive, man. You don't want to buy tackle from a guy that don't fish.
You guys got this figured out. I mean.
Speaking of having it figured out, we got the two best in the game today when it comes to lure fishing and lure making, and we're going to have a great time talking to the boys from Two Fish Jigs. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Jeff is standing by in the fan studio this morning. If you want to give us a call, talk to the boys. It's 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan this morning, or you can shoot us a text. Texting the show has just become so popular. There was already probably 20 texts before the show got started. Everybody's got surface iron questions for Bonan and Captain Brawl. And if you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you don't have it, you really should. It's the best and most consistent way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you miss Captain Ryan Boston and we wanted to get that killer tip on catching Benita on the San Diego that he had, you can just fire off the all the previous shows. We had some fun ones, and listen to all the archive shows on the app. And again, it's the only way that you can text in your questions. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. All we need is a name and a phone number in case you win the big prize at the end of the show. We want to bring it to you. And man, did we get an amazing prize thanks to Bodan and Brawla. I mean, a hand-picked bag of two fish jigs. I mean, everything's in there. There's yo-yo jigs, there's surface iron, there's sandcast, you know, created by the Picasso himself over here. The machine lure is just awesome. A really, really cool prize pack, and somebody is going to absolutely be hooked up with a full set of two fish jigs at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get through, send in your text. Make sure you include your contact info or give us a call at 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone call, reading those texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from Two Fish Jigs, talking all kinds of great information, having a great time. We're going to try to jump into the phones and talk to Robert, who's caught us from Canyon Country this morning. Hey, Robert, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. So you have the Iron Magicians in there. I hear you guys talk a lot about throwing a jig out and pulling it back in and knowing whether it's a good jig or not. Does it kick or does it or what does it do? So how do I tell if I have a good jig or not?
What a great question that is.
So a typical jig, a lot of guys will, I watch this all the time on the boat, they'll be winding their jig in and they go, man, this thing's swimming good. And it's just rocking back and forth. It's just doing a steady left, right, kind of just sachet.
Left, right.
No break in cadence. You hear us talk about a kick out or a break in cadence. What I'm looking for is that, if it's just going left, right, you probably need to speed up a little bit, get it going left, right, and when a good jig swims, it's going to kick out hard to the left or right, and maybe do two of those, kick, kick, and then back in that pattern. Gets back in that pattern, kick,
and then it just continues.
And you're turning your handle at a constant speed, like the lure.
Yes.
The lure is doing that.
The
lure's
built in.
You're not shaking your rod tip or anything. You just cast it out, turning the handle, and a good swimming lure is left, right, and then boom! And all of a sudden it's left another foot and a half.
It's a juke move.
Yeah.
If you ever watch like a basketball player dribbling down and he gets up to another opposing player, he's going to start shaking around. Yeah. That's what you want your lure to do.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's how you can tell.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, we got a ton of great text coming through, and this almost just piggybacks right off of that, Captain Matt. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. First off, love Captain's concepts. Next, how do you know if you're reeling too fast or too slow? I really want to achieve the right cadence. We hear Matt talk about it all the time. How do we know we're in the right zone?
So speed is a big thing, and each lure is kind of different depending on conditions and just the lure. Some lures like to be wound slow, like a traditional like candy bar lure definitely lives a little bit better on the slower side, and like a 7X is something you could usually wind a little bit faster. One thing to look at when you're winding is your lure coming out of the water? If your lure's coming out of the water, most likely you're winding too fast. Another thing is if it's not breaking. I'll see you guys fish your lure, and it's kind of spinning. Some of them kind of spin. Even a good lure kind of spins a little bit. If you're winding too fast, it's going to spin and just kind of continue spinning. If you slow it down a little bit and it spins and then kicks back, you kind of are in the ballpark there. Yeah, you can overwork the lure.
I love that question, too. I love what Matt's saying. One of the things I've learned, I'm going to attribute this. This is not something I learned on my own. I learned it from Matt. That's why you want to watch your lure when it's coming into the boat. How do you know if it's swimming right or what it's doing? Well, number one, you have to see it. If you can't see it, you don't know what it's doing. And so that's why we really like light colors or bright colors so you can observe what's happening. And you'll get a feel for it. You'll start to understand it. And, you know, often I'm too excited, so I'm winding too fast. it's inevitably.
It happens to all of us, right?
It's very easy to wind too fast. And one thing that I always tell people is, like, I like to wind fast, of course. Yeah, everyone likes to get a bite winding fast. But it's also what the fish wants and what the lure wants to do. You got to let the lure do its job and let the fish decide if they want a fast retriever or whatever they want. For me, I kind of like a lure that swims fast, but you're not winding it fast. Like our jigs are a little bit slower winder than like a 7X or something. So you slow down, but that jig is having a lot of action out there, but it's not coming at you further. So you're staying in the strike zone longer.
I know one thing you've talked about in the past, again, you know, color is probably something that's a lot more for the angler than it is for anything else, but you've talked about wanting lures that You had said that you didn't care what color it was. You just wanted to be able to see it.
I want to know what my lure is doing.
White and chartreuse or chartreuse and whatever. Like you just like you like something you can see when it hits the water. You can see what it's doing right off the bat.
Yeah, our most popular color is mint, and that's for a good cause. They bite it, and you could see it at the extension of your cast. But if you look at any of the pictures that are on two fish jigs where I might be involved, there's probably never a mint jig tied to the end of my rod, and I catch quite a few yellows. So mint's just the confidence color, but I want something that I could see at the very end of my cast, because there's another thing you need to think about is when you make a good long cast, your reel's not performing as good as it, or it's performing different than when your lure is close to the boat. You have less line on your reel, so you need to adjust accordingly. You need to slow down when you get your lure closer to the boat. And I see a lot of people speed up when they get the lure close to the boat, and the lure comes out of the water, they pull it away from the fish.
So your confidence color is?
Bright.
Bright. Something bright.
My confidence color lately has been...
That bright?
No. See the one that's in the... See that yo-yo jig that's still in the bag, even though it's a yo-yo jig? If I know Brawler, that's a Brawler color.
Yep. I think I know it's the chartreuse tip. Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah. I want to be able to see it. And I like that chartreuse. I like a bright color like that. I feel like how we were talking about they get mad at it. They get mad at that chartreuse color sometimes, where, especially in like green water, I feel like it glows. If you ever seen like a matte colored lure or just like not a glow in the dark lure, but you've seen a lure in dark water that has like a aura around it kind of deal, that chartreuse like lights up in green water. And some of the most violent yellowtail bites I've had on that lure. They're doing backflips. They're just giant potholes. It's cool.
That's rad.
I get yeah. Well, hey, if you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by, and I have a great text here. Pretty cool one from. Could there only be one Katie Schmidt? I think so. It's from Katie Schmidt.
I think so.
Carl's wife, and of course she runs the Intrepid office.
Yeah.
Right? And she says, what would be your favorite old school jig to fish with? P.S. Big fan of two fish jigs. Got my triple digit bluefin tuna on one after years of chasing.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We love Midnight Rider. We make a bluefin jig too. Yeah. Don't forget about that.
Midnight Rider.
I forgot about that. I was like pissed at Katie Schmidt this week. I mean, like,
why?
Her customer service level was far too high. She walked two guys from the Intrepid that she'd like checked into the boat. They wanted a bluefin lure. And there was three options of Midnight Riders that we had on the wall. It's our favorite, you know, Eddie style bomb lure. And she was showing them hers that was just scratched up. I mean, it was a warrior. You know, like,
yeah.
The thing looked great. And hers was a plain lead. We had three options in the shop. They were all different colors than that. We didn't have a plain lead one at the time. And she, like, the guys were going on the trip. Oh, well, here, take mine. It's all good. No problem. Here, you can have it. I was so upset with her. Like, no, like, that's a wall hanger.
Yeah.
Man. Like, you got your 100-pounder on that thing. What are you talking about? It's a lure. I'll get another one.
So go ahead and get another one.
Yeah, it
work
cool.
The same.
They
cool.
will. And I thought that was so cool of her. But
are
I was
they
pissed
the same?
At the same time.
The Midnight Riders?
Midnight Riders are all the same. They're a lead jig that, you know, we like. It gives you a little more confidence with some eyes. It's got the hooks on there. Looks like a fish, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're a lot of nighttime bites. So
it's like
feeling to come.
In between of, like, the Eddie Bomb sinker style jig and, like, the most popular one, the HD. That West Coast Jiggers HD, I'd say that the Midnight Rider is like an in between. Yeah, because it flutters. It's still kind of a glorified sinker, but it does more than just a sinker does.
So, on your other job, you've got three jobs.
Yes.
driving to San Diego.
Yeah.
You're looking for bonita. Are you seeing some bluefin?
Yesterday we did not, but we kind of took a break from offshore fishing, but the last few trips prior to us going to the islands, yes, we saw a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Nothing where I felt like we were going to catch any,
yeah.
But we definitely saw a sign.
They're around. Okay.
They're around. I'm excited for getting out of this little phase we're in right now. There's weather, those overnight guys, or not overnight, they don't do overnights anymore really, but the slumber party guys had pretty good fishing the last couple of nights, but it looks like the weather's picking up, so they're going to kind of get off
just
them again.
Just temporarily, though.
Yeah.
Monday is straightening right up.
I think after this little weather, we're starting to get more summertime conditions, and I think things are going to start picking up. I hope so, at least.
It's been a frustrating springtime of just the spring roller coaster. It's like the fish get located, and they get gathered up, and we start to catch them, and then start to catch them kind of okay, and then kind of good,
wind.
And then boom, weather, wind, tied to the dock. And then and then that fish
spring
makes a move, and then it just, like, it starts all over again.
It's,
this is now 3 weeks in a row of the same thing where, you know, it's good, and then we get on them, and then it starts to get good. I'm like, okay, here it is. It's on. It's finally happening. Every boat caught them. Now there's a good, you know, now there's a good coverage, and now we're really going to get a look at it. Boom, weather happens again.
Yeah.
And ready for that to be behind us and just
there hasn't been
until November.
Much opportunity to cover water for a lot of these guys. They got to go to that bluefin zone, and it's kind of a weird angle where nobody's going south. It's interesting, and the weather's not helping anybody. It's just spring.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, you want to talk about weather extremes? When I was in Montana last week, one day it was 80. The next day it was 42.
Yeah.
That was the high.
Not soon.
That's
literally the next day.
Literally
80 to 42.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
That's weather extremes.
That's why I don't live there.
Yeah, straight up. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars. So get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from Two Fish Jigs, talking all kinds of great information, having a great time. This has just been a really fun show, and love having Matt and the boys in here. And with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the catch report this morning. We got Marcos from C4 standing by. Today that's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. That is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or really your trailer boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? They have over 40 snacks for just 89 cents. Now you can get burritos and sandwiches for your trip, all made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of most of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Also, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and the lowest gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to Marcos, see what's going on the water. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, fishing definitely picked up a bit. A little low in the middle of the week there, but yesterday, some really good counts. The half-day trip, the new C4s in the morning had 60 bonito. And they had some of that the previous week also. Kind of went away for a bit, but it was back with a vengeance yesterday. Very good fishing. Afternoon trip, they saw barracuda. They caught 22 calico bass, released 75. And, you know, we've been talking about that recently. It's like sometimes those, you know, calico bass may only be like an inch short, but they're still fun fishing. So definitely take a look at that. I mean, 100 calico bass, they only kept 22 of them, but that's still good fishing there. The Twilight Trip, again, good calico bass fishing, sand bass, rockfish mixed in there. San Diego yesterday, went offshore, 4 yellowtail, 80 bonito. The Tribute came back from a day and a half yesterday, 25 bluefin, 15 yellowtail, and 8 bonito. And those bluefin, about half of them, 12, were in that 100 to 180-pound range. So great fishing there. Yeah, and I got a report from the Polaris Supreme this morning, and they're doing well also. Kind of the same thing. They're seeing a lot of those fish. Some of them are really big. They had 56 fish with up to 180 pounds there. So definitely check the website. We've got our full schedule up there for those half days. We have the full days on the San Diego. We have one days, day and a halfs. And for those trips, definitely look at the departure times, because we have some trips leaving in the morning and some trips leaving in the evening as they, you know, shuffle around there. So don't make a reservation for thinking it's a 6 p.m. departure unless 11 a.m. departure, because you'll have a bad day there. So definitely check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. If you don't have your gear set up for the season yet, I think it's time to do that now, because it's just getting better and better every week here.
That's great,
I
man.
I love that. Just like Matt said, things are going to get better.
Eventually.
Well, look at the weather coming up. I mean, next week it's supposed to be in the 80s.
I'm ready.
Yeah. It does feel like, you know, I think you said it, like it feels like summer is finally getting here.
I mean, I
know technically time, but you say technically all you want. We live in San Diego. It should be summer all the time. Bluefin should be biting. The Coronado Islands should be biting. Should be yellowtail with no other people except for me. It's just like...
We're definitely ready. Don't overlook those twilight trips either. There's some good fishing on there. And next month we're going to be at least start off running them every day. They have lots of options to get on that twilight trip if you can't get out, you know, during the day. If you, you know, your boss is mean and makes you work instead of go fishing, then that's definitely something to consider.
One of my,
lots of options for you guys.
One of my favorite trips that happens at a seaport. Yeah. Always has been. It's so fun. You nailed it, man. Get off of work, go down to the boat, have some great fishing, have a cheeseburger. You're done. You're not home so late that you can't go to work again. It's just awesome. They're very fun trips. Well, Marcos, certainly some very fun fishing to be had, and we got a little weather, but we got great fishing now and great fishing in the future. How do we find you if we want to book one of those trips and maybe go fishing with Captain Matt?
Seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days on the San Diego there, the one day, day and a half. Everything's up there. Make reservations straight there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out and get you out there fishing.
Awesome. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Those twilight
trips. Then, guys.
Those twilight trips are just a ton of fun. Yeah. And the first time I went, I could just remember they started doing the fireworks, you know, from SeaWorld, and I thought, man, you don't even have to pay anything extra for that.
Yeah. That's,
you know, you get to see a different side. The sun goes down, and Tyler, one of the cooks on there, he's caught a lot of big yellows on a two-fish jig, and it's been fun to see him over the years reel those babies in. It is amazing.
That's cool.
We have a quick good morning that we have to say hi to Owen Takeuchi, who's watching us on the YouTube page.
Carl's kid.
Owen and his dad, Taro, are watching this morning.
Hi, guys.
Say hi to Owen, who's scoping us out on the feed.
Yeah.
Been a great morning this morning. Had a fun text message. Said, good morning, guys. Can't beat some surface iron talk on Saturday morning. La Jolla, the Coronado Islands, and offshore, what jig are you fishing for each of those spots? What's your favorite size and style? Also, Pete, I'm loving hearing some of the classic Let's Talk Hookup episodes. Is there any way to find more of the old throwbacks? It's my favorite thing to do when I'm driving around from work. That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
We'll try and dig some more of those up.
That's cool.
For everywhere, I'm a JJ240. That lives on my fishing pole. That's my base. If I don't know what's going on, I know we're going to go fish for yellowtail. That's it. Standard size jig. The 240s are number one in my opinion.
Any color.
Whatever you're confident in, obviously, but I run through colors. It's something that's not even a thought for me. Just JJ24.
It's not the color, it's the motion.
Yep. It's not the shade, it's the shake.
My favorite one is the exact opposite of what Matt described as his favorite. I bought, didn't get, it wasn't handed, wasn't given, bought, loved it, a wounded soldier colored 270. And I got it at the Coronado Islands before that bite kind of went off last year. I have yet to tie another surface iron on my rod. I mean, the entire time, that thing has just been mauled trip after trip. I love it.
I despise that color.
Because
I can't see it.
Yeah, you can't see it, but
I know it works.
And that's what I was so impressed with. You know, when I was, you know, Buzz was always the biggest proponent when I was a kid talking about that. He goes, you should be able to feel in your rod tip what your surface iron is doing. You know, if you're winding right, your rod tip should be dong, 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 dong.
Yep.
You should be able to feel that. And, like, the first cast, like, man, this thing kicks. Man. And then, like, two casts in, a big fish, and, like, that's it. And it's been living on the rod ever since, and I can't bring myself to take it off.
There you go.
I like
hey,
that
let's
thing.
Jump into the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John, and John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And, I keep thinking of questions to ask, and you guys keep talking about what I'm going to ask. But so your jigs, are they just surface iron jigs? Are they jigs that you throw out, you let them sink for a little bit, and then you wind them in? Or do you just wind them in, you know, and keep them on the surface?
Great question. We make both a yo-yo jig. We got two styles of that. We make what's called a brass monkey, which is clearly made out of brass, and we make a zinc donkey, which is made out of zinc. And those are yo-yo jigs that you're going to let sink to the bottom and then yo-yo up. which means reel up a few reels. Sometimes it's 5, 6. You don't have to reel them all the way to the surface. And then you sink it back down and you just kind of repeat that. And then the surface irons we make are meant to be fished right on the surface. Some guys do let them sink for a couple of seconds, but I really believe, I don't know what Matt would say about this, is if there's fish around, you want to start winding right away. The minute it hits the water, you're reeling that in.
Yeah, there's certain situations where sinking it out is definitely comes into play. There's certain areas where, like a shallow water area, the sinking out definitely comes into play a little bit more. But for the most part, surface iron, I wind it on the surface, yo-yo jig. I do cast my yo-yo jig quite a bit, especially for on like the anchor or something. I've noticed that they're not biting my surface iron winding on the surface. I do like to cast out away from the boat with my yo-yo jig and work it back towards the boat. I get a lot of bites when I can't hook them on the surface iron like that.
You guys made a yo-yo jig that was unique that I really liked a lot, and it was a brass version of one of your surface irons, and it was the brass LJ.
Yeah,
that was like a special thing. I don't know if it's a common lure that you make all the time or if it was just for the shows, but. But I really like that thing.
A lot of guys did. We pivoted this year a little bit to make the brass monkey. There are some brass LJs out there still, but we don't think there's a ton of market for a brass yo-yo except for the brass monkey that we make. Will we make some more brass LJs? Well, if you'll stock them at the store, we would probably make some more. But that question of are we going to sell a ton of those?
Yeah.
What made you like it so much, Rick?
I like that... You know, most yo-yo jigs don't have sharp edges and don't swim, and you could pivot and you could make a cast and 45-degree angle that thing back to the boat, and it still kicks and shimmies around more than a traditional yo-yo.
I caught my biggest yellow I think I've ever caught this year, or ever in my life, winding my brass LJ on the surface during our sea trial in the San Diego, probably 40-some pounder.
How big?
We never put on the scales, but it was every bit of 40 pounds. Yeah.
You said a lot of those Coronado Island yellows are big ones this year.
Yeah, there's some very nice ones.
There's a lot of casualties.
We're not hooking a lot, but we're definitely not landing a lot either.
Yeah.
We're losing some, but yeah, there was a 37 pounder the other day. I know of a couple of 30 pounders caught, like mid 30s. There's some big ones around.
That's cool.
Your other job, Captain's Concepts.
Yes.
Third job. what kind of advice are you telling people now on Captain's Concepts to go prepared for a trip on the San Diego?
So it just depends on what kind of trip we're doing. As soon as we kind of switch and run a couple trips, I usually make like a tackle recommendation of what I'm seeing or what I expect to see. I think the last video I did was not a tackle recommendation, more of a deep dive into a certain lure. A lure that I fish a lot, regardless of, the association with two fish jigs, the Current Sniper stick bait. That's a lure that I depend on a lot, especially when I feel like they're not biting the surface iron, when I'm just trying to get a bite when fish are really weary. And that's what we're dealing with at the Coronado Islands. And I was fishing that Colt Sniper stick bait, and I showed everyone how I'm fishing it, how I'm rigging it up, what rod and reel and options.
Changing the hooks on it?
Oh, definitely. 100%.
Those 40 pound yellow, it's not going to.
Those hooks that come on there, I don't know who decided that, but but.
And what are you throwing that on? I mean, it's a light.
Yeah, right. That's a good call.
So I throw it on all kinds of setups, but my main setup is a Trenx 400, 65-pound Spectra to 60-pound fluorocarbon, and that's what I'm fishing yellowtail.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, dig it. Hey, we got another full hour coming your way. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. We're going to say bye to Jeff and our boys on the fam. We've got another hour coming for you on the app, on the stream. We'll look forward to talking to you then.
Hi, it's Ben. I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturers, representatives, some amazing seminars by top anglers, and even my buddy Ron at Fastlane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. And get this, there will be free food and drink too. Yum! So mark your calendar Saturday, May 10th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp at Mission Bay. The event is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but everything will be on sale up to 50% off all day. But don't take too much of his money. I need stuff too.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.